29.96, up slightly. It was a pretty foggy start to the early morning, but that is cleared. We have some sunshine, and we're at 55 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where ABC News is sponsored by Scotts Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scotts, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers. And by the Stafford Funeral Home and the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Leaders of the Group of Seven Nations continue meeting in Italy. Today's discussions are about migration and the increase in investment in countries from where many migrants begin their journeys. Francis, the Pope, will become the first Pope to address world leaders at the summit. He has just arrived there. His speech will focus on AI. An hours-long manhunt has come to a successful end in Texas after authorities in the Houston area recaptured Joshua Thomas. He first fled during a court appearance, holding a court staffer at knife point in her SUV until the vehicle finally crashed. Harris County Sheriff's Major Saul Suarez.
We're able to also arrest two other suspects for the charge of hindering apprehension. The suspect did resist, and at that point our officers and deputies deployed taser.
We could get a ruling today on whether presidents should be granted absolute immunity. The Supreme Court might hand down that decision, plus a ruling on whether obstruction charges against the January 6th rioters can stand. This is ABC News. Brutal heat across parts of the Southwest helping fuel a wildfire in Arizona that so far is 0% contained.
Firefighters racing to contain a massive wildfire that destroyed several homes and shut down a major highway near Phoenix as crews battle the flames from the air and on the ground. Residents on high alert.
Pretty scary last night. I'm thinking, well, we're going to die. Go to sleep.
Much of the Southwest baking under record-breaking heat. Phoenix has seen triple-digit temperatures every day for nearly 3 weeks.
That's ABC's Mola Lenghi. Saudi officials say they expect at least 2 million pilgrims for this year's Hajj, which begins today. More than 1.5 million have already arrived in Mecca. And a photographer winning and losing a photography competition. The photo of a flamingo with its head bent to its body initially won, but then was disqualified because he actually took the picture. The competition was only for AI-generated pictures. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too, planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Join the legacy at Scotts Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scotts Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
An update on sports today from WRCO is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto and the Richland Hospital. Yesterday in hometown in baseball, Reedsburg was a winner over Dodgeville, 10-5, and Arena got the win against Wisconsin Dells, 8-1. Baseball regular season action yesterday for high school. It was down to the final day, and champions were crowned in four divisions. Aliva Strum was an 11-1 winner over Northwood Solon Springs to capture D4. Division 3 won by Aquinas, 6-4 over Kenosha St. Joseph. The Division 2 title won by Edgewood, 12-6 over Mosinee. And D1 was won by DePere, 5-1 over Sun Prairie East. The Brewers, after a day off yesterday, will host the Reds for a three-game series. Freddy Peralta will be on the mound for Milwaukee tonight. His opponent will be Hunter Green of the Reds. Elsewhere, St. Louis was a 4-3 winner over Pittsburgh yesterday, and the Mets 3-2 winners against Miami. In the American League, Kansas City 4, the Yankees 3, Minnesota 6-2 over Oakland, and the White Sox beat Seattle 3-2. Interleague action, Detroit 7-2 over Washington, Atlanta 6, Baltimore 3, Tampa Bay 3-2 over the Cubs, Boston 9, Philadelphia 3, Arizona 11-1 over the Angels, and Texas beat the Dodgers 3-1. From the NHL playoffs, it was Florida 4-3 over Edmonton. WNBA, Caitlin Clark's team Indiana with a win against Atlanta 91-84.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering Gamma Guard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
A high of 80 today with sunshine and pleasant conditions. North winds at 5 to 12. Increasingly cloudy tonight, a low of 55. Saturday, 78 with scattered showers possible. A little bit of light rain through the afternoon possible. And then Saturday night, mostly cloudy, periods of rain with occasional thunder. A low of 67. Father's Day forecast, 88, mostly cloudy, very warm and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Right now in Richland Center, a hint of sunshine, and it's 55 degrees. Here's Blake Shelton.
Well, I caught my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, and nobody got past Red. And the warden saying, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning crown. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. Oh, and he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland, about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Little heavy tree for the morning come. Now old Red got real used to seeing his lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. 'Cause I was headed north to Tennessee, and old Red was headed south. And the woman sang, come on somebody, why don't you round? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have your treat for the morning come. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
The story of Old Red here on WRCO. Well, by golly, how could you pack any more into a weekend? I don't know. Lots of things going on this weekend, and I'll be a little busy myself, too, at the wedding. No, I'm not getting married. My son and Haley. We're looking forward to that this weekend. Lots of events, the rodeo parade tomorrow, and, of course, here on the radio. Still chances to win. Next hour, we'll be pulling out the winners in our Father's Day competition. We've had all of the qualifiers now entered into the contest, and Hank and I will pull out the winners next hour. And so also there's still some chances to win some dairy products. It's Chocolate Milk Friday, courtesy of Quick Trip on Highway 14 and O. So we'll be giving you that opportunity a little bit later on this morning as well. And we're going to talk to Tom Mueller, and he's not sleeping in. He's going to join us from a hill far away in Dodgeville in just a little bit. And we'll have some rodeo tunes on the playlist this morning as well. This is Garth Brooks.
This old highway's getting longer. It seems there ain't no end in sight. To sleep would be best, but I just can't afford to rest. I got a ride in Denver tomorrow night. I call the house, but no one answers. For the last 2 weeks, no one's been home. I guess she's through with me. To tell the truth, I just can't see what's kept a woman holding on this long. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting colder. Now I'm much too young to keep this damn old. A worn out tape, a chrysalid dude. Lonely women and bad dudes seem to be the only friends I've left at all. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting colder. Now I'm much too young to keep this damn old.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement is our guest on WRCO Radio. Tom, is this a good time of year to be buying a mower?
Well, it's actually the best time of the year. It's right in the heart of the season. We have 0% for 36 months on our Aaron's and Gravely products, and 0 for 24 months on our Husqvarna products. But not only that, both companies are rebating from basically $200 all the way up to $2,000 per unit. These are unheard of programs. Normally you see them very early in the spring and then they die away. But the season's been different and it's definitely different weather. And of course, when it rains, and when it doesn't, but we're going to get some heat and some rain, and that's all key to keeping the grass growing. And June should be a very busy month for a lot of people. With Father's Day coming up and all the other things happening, we're full of excitement out here.
Let's talk about buying mowers and things like that. When do the new models come out for the current models?
Well, the new models will probably come out late August. A lot of companies are not introducing new mowers this year, and that's understandable. The industry basically is going through what we call a downsizing turmoil. When I say that, some companies are just hanging on by the threads, and other companies are just decided that we've got enough new stuff out there. We're going to sell what we have and continue to produce a good product. Key here, though, is whether it's a 23 model or 24 model or 29 model or 32 model, it doesn't make any difference. It's the dealership that you're dealing with. So when you buy a product from us, you get full warranty, and it ranges from 3 years to 5 years, and it's based on years and hours, so it's very, very important to understand that. Key, too, is that every time they introduce something new, they add price to it, and so we're not hoping to see a lot of new products. There's been a lot of developments over the years to make these products last for 30 years. And because they do, you have that ability to keep them going and not have to rebuy them every time you turn around. But key behind that, of course, is you have to have great service and good parts and all the things that are required to keep you going. Miller Itman prides himself on that. When we say that, we really mean what we're talking about. And of course, when you do business with us, you're joining our family, and that is so important because we treat you that way. You walk through the door, you're important, and if you're not, then there's something wrong with the company because that's the way it should be in real life. And, you know, we all want to feel important. All of us do. Why not go to a place that really treats you that way?
You got your robo-mower, you know, you get done so quickly. Now you're hanging out at the beach, I suppose, in your skivvies and just kind of kicking back, huh?
Well, if I hung out in my skivvies and kicked back, I'd scare a lot of women away, that's for sure.
Yeah.
What I would tell you, though, is the concept of the robo-mower and its ability to what it's doing is unique and new, and it's something that you can see here at Mueller Itman. We call it Robo One. Technically, the other day, it was running for a half a day. Today, we're running it for a full day. Yes, it can mow 2.5 acres a day, and it can do it 24/7. So if you want a beautiful lawn, lush looking, and always pristinely cut, the robos are out to go. But you can't see it unless you get here to Dodgeville, Wisconsin. So you've got to come to 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing. And, of course, those little guys, Farm Fleet, our neighbors, they're still there, and they're in business as well. So a lot of reasons to stop to Dodgeville, especially if you're looking for great products. We're open 7:30 to 5:30, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 12:30 on Saturday. And if you go to www.muellerrental.com, that's our internet site, you'll see a lot of things there. Go to Craigslist and punch in Mueller on the left-hand side, and you'll see all of our specials, including our used and a lot of things that you're not aware of we handle. Also, we have 15% off in our commercial saws and items, and we have discounts on everything. I don't care what it is right now, Phil. We have discounts, and it's very important. So those construction guys who want to come and buy a handheld cement saw, they're 10% off. If you're looking to buy a plate or something for compaction, they're 10% off. So there's chances for you to buy all kinds of things here. But understand this, we handle only high-quality products. We sell American-made, and we want you to have it for the rest of your life. We really want you to become part of our family. So doing so, you'll end up with great products.
All right, Tom, thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Well, it sounds good. You take care.
That's Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement on this Friday morning report from WRCO.
Father's Day is this Sunday, and we've got the perfect gift for Dad. Treat him to our comfy manual zero-wall recliner with easy, clean faux leather upholstery.
Storage arms and built-in cup holders make it the perfect spot for dad to chill. Normally $659.99, now only $399.99. That's right, only $399.99 for ultimate comfort and style. Hurry into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center, because this deal is only good while supplies last. Celebrate your dad with a gift he'll love to use. Stop in today.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Super Paint products and Super Deck stains from June 14th through the 24th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Replacement calves are lower, slaughter cows steady at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold up to $625 per head, heifer calves up to $270. Holstein slaughter cows range from $1 to $1.30. We had two thin dairy cows at $92, beef cows $130 to $143. Holstein and Guernsey feeder heifers sold from $130 to $134. Black 12 to 1,350-pound steers range from $144 to $155, and a pair of 375-pound crossbred steers at $310. We had a package of 31 295 Holstein steer calves sell at $305. Cattle were active at last Friday's feeder sale with a smaller turnout of buyers. The number of feeder steers and heifers being offered is getting smaller, as most of the offerings have already been sold. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, June 21st. Contact Darren Colton or Jim if you have cattle to sell. We'll come out to your farm, give you a quote on what your cattle could bring at our sales. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola isn't the biggest or the fanciest, but we will get the job done for you.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Do you enjoy performing minor maintenance and routine building upkeep? Take pride in caring for a beautiful property? The House on the Rock Resort Hotel has an opening for a full-time, year-round building maintenance and upkeep position. 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. They also have part-time openings available. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join them and help keep their resort in top shape.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
23 minutes after 6 o'clock, 55 degrees in Richland Center. We'll also be giving you some keywords that you can text in on the final day of the Scani Summer Giveaway from Civic Media. So the next word coming up between 7 and 8 o'clock today. Here's Dean Miller.
I drank up all my whiskey and I run off all my friends. I make every bad decision. I'm a man that I can't stand. Try to hold myself together while I slowly come unwound. You got a hard love to live down. I'm making wasted wishes that you'll take me back again. And I pray for you to miss me right up to the bitter end. And I dream us back together till my senses come around. You've got a hard love to live down. It's a long way from your angel wings to this cold, dark, lonely gutter. It's a far cry from I have it made, so there'll never be another. What kind of SOB would go and steal somebody's smile? Take a perfect, precious heart like yours, leave it still. standing in the aisle. I forever ask that question when your memory comes around. You've got a hard love to live down.
Singletary on WRCO reminding you Willow Valley United Methodist Church will be hosting its annual Strawberry Supper. That starts at 4:30 today, hosted by the joint efforts of the Willow Valley United Women in Faith and the Methodist Men. It's a full menu, of course, including fresh berries and all kinds of goodies, ice cream, and a full meal. Available for a free will donation today at Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca, getting underway at 4:30. Our news, weather, and sports update is straight ahead. It is a very pleasant morning. We're holding steady at the overnight low of 55 degrees.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse.
One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Time now for a news update at 6:30, sponsored by Computer Connections, Y-Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities, and by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you. Also by your full-service sign company, BL Signs. The forecast for today calls for sunshine, a few clouds here and there, and pleasant, and a high of 80 degrees. Tonight, increasingly cloudy, a low of 55. Saturday, 78, with scattered showers possible. Some possible light accumulations of rain on Saturday, and maybe a more chance on Saturday night as well. Right now in Richland Center, it is 56 degrees.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Universities of Wisconsin officials plan to close another two-year campus, this time in the Fox Cities. UW-Oshkosh Chancellor announced Thursday that the school's two-year branch campus in Menasha will close at the end of the 25 spring semester. Andrew Levitt said in a statement that enrollment at the campus has declined by 67% over the last decade, and projections show fewer than 100 students by 2032. Declining enrollment across the UW system has forced officials to close four other two-year schools since 2023. They've also announced plans to close UW-Milwaukee's Waukesha campus in 2025. A man injured in a crash over the weekend has died. Iowa County Sheriff Michael Peterson reported on Wednesday Daryl Mead Sr., 50, of Lone Rock, died as a result of his injury sustained in the crash Saturday night. Mead was operating a motorcycle southbound on U.S. Highway 151 when he lost control and was ejected. He was later found in the median. Emergency services performed life-saving measures, and he was transported to a local hospital, later taken by UW MedFlight. Again, Daryl Mead Sr., 50, of Lone Rock, has died as a result of his injuries sustained in that crash. The Sauk County boy authorities believe ran away to live in the woods has now been missing for a year. Family, friends, and strangers gathered for a vigil last night, 1 year since James Leblonsky left his Reedsburg home. He was just 13 and brought the family's car to the bluffs in Baraboo. Officials believed at first he was living in the woods, but he was never found in an exhaustive search. The FBI is working with the Sauk County Sheriff's Office to find James. A detective tells WMTV there is no evidence to support him being kidnapped, deceased, or that any family member was involved in the disappearance. Former President Donald Trump reportedly called Milwaukee a horrible city during a meeting with Republican lawmakers. The comment on Thursday drew disagreements from those who were there about what Trump meant when referring to the heavily Democratic city that will host the Republican National Convention next month. Trump made the comments during a meeting with members of Congress as a part of a visit to Capitol Hill, his first since leaving office. Trump spokesperson Stephen Chung posted on X that Trump was talking about how terrible crime crime and voter fraud are there. President Joe Biden's campaign said if Donald Trump thinks Milwaukee is so horrible, then he shouldn't come to the city. The 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals continues at the Richland County Fairgrounds through Sunday. Tonight is Wear Pink for Grace and Senior Night. Performances will be held this evening and tomorrow night, starting at 7:30, with special announcements prior to that. Sunday will include Cowboy Church at 8:30 in the Connection Building. The final performance will follow the 24 Queen Coronation, which will be held starting at 11:30. Advance tickets priced at $7 for adults and $6 for students and senior citizens are available today from 8:30 until noon in Building H at the fairgrounds. Weekend passes are also available for $25. Tickets at the gate will be priced for Friday and Saturday at $8 for adults, $7 for students and senior citizens. Prices Sunday, $9 for adults and $8 for students and senior citizens. All 3 days, children 6 to 12 will be admitted for $4, and children under 6 will be admitted for free. Only a year ago, local farmers were in the midst of a flash drought. Now Wisconsin is drought-free for the most part. Steady rain for the past month has left standing water in some farm fields as well. Last year, a large dome of high pressure parked over Canada. This changed the summer to a hot and dry one. This year, the jet stream has allowed systems to smack Wisconsin over and over. Relentless activity with barely a break in rain in some areas. Hay farmers did manage to have a successful first cutting as well. What's ahead weather-wise? Next week is not good news. It starts with Florida seeing a record amount of rain. It's all due to a tropical depression that has stalled over the Sunshine State since Tuesday. This matters to Wisconsin because that system is strong and eventually sliding up the East Coast, leaving all other systems behind it with nowhere to go except north. This could bring in a surge of heat and humidity and also maybe some rain. The air conditioning will probably need to be started up again starting on Sunday and into Monday with some high heat and humidity for the next several days following that. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says a proposal to address the issues at Milwaukee Public Schools is acceptable. In a statement on Thursday, State Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Jill Underlay, says the plan to fix financial irregularities in the district, replace key vacancies, and take part in an independent audit will satisfy DPI's concerns with the district. DPI is withholding millions of dollars in state aid because the district is months overdue with its annual financial audit. That led to the resignation of MPS Superintendent Keith Posley last week and the Thursday retirement of Chief Financial Officer Martha Kreitzman. Watch your speed as Wisconsin State Patrol monitors the Madison Beltline from the sky, weather permitting. The Air Support Unit is scheduled to patrol for traffic violations on the Beltline starting today. The State Patrol's primary mission is public safety, which includes enforcing traffic laws to help make sure drivers reach their destination safely. Aerial enforcement is one way to enhance public safety efforts. From the air, it's much easier to spot drivers who are speeding or driving aggressively. As a reminder, the speed limit is 55 miles per hour on the Beltline, and drivers should pull over to the right side if stopped by law enforcement. Do not stop in the flex lane. Even if the lane is closed, there is no safe place to immediately pull over. Move your vehicle to the right lane, turn on the emergency flashers, and reduce your speed to signal to law enforcement that you are aware of their presence until you reach the nearest safe area to stop your vehicle.
It's internet for everyone from Why Connect Wireless. Why Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless.
The forecast calls for a high of 80 today with sunshine and pleasant conditions. For tomorrow, 78, scattered showers possible. Also, it looks like a little bit of light accumulation could happen rain-wise tomorrow. And then Saturday night, mostly cloudy, periods of rain with occasional thunder, a low of 67. Sunday, mostly cloudy, very warm and humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 88. Right now in Richland Center, we're up a degree from the overnight low with some beautiful sunshine. It was 63.
53 at midnight. Right now, it's 56.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is, and it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry, offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's B-T-U-S-S-E-L.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
Father's Day is this Sunday, and we've got the perfect gift for Dad. Treat him to our comfy manual zero-wall recliner with easy, clean, faux leather upholstery. Storage arms and built-in cup holders make it the perfect spot for Dad to chill. Normally $659.99, now only $399.99. That's right, only $399.99 for ultimate comfort and style. Hurry into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center, because this deal is only good while supplies last. Celebrate your dad with a gift he'll love to use. Stop in today.
Sports Time is sponsored by Mr. G's Downtown Viroqua and in the Richland Square Shopping Center, your local source for clothes, boots, shoes, and for everything in style you need for work and play, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look at the local and area scene, details on the baseball schedule locally, and the Brewers get ready for a scheduled weekend series against the Reds. Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Choose Mr. G's.
WIAA Spring Sports Championships continue at Eline Field in Milwaukee. Yesterday, girls soccer saw Plymouth defeat Rice Lake 4-0, and Catholic Memorial edged McFarland 1-0 in D3 state semifinals. Today in Division II, Oregon plays River Falls and Cedarburg against Whitefish Bay in the morning and early afternoon session. And then this afternoon, the Division I semis, Wanakee versus Kimberly, and Muskego takes on Brookfield East. Champions were crowned in baseball action on the state scene yesterday at Fox City Stadium. The Division IV title was won by Aliva Strom over Northwood Solon Springs 11-1. Aquinas 6-4 over Kenosha St. Joseph. It was Edgewood 12, Mosinee 6, and DePeer 5-1 over Sun Prairie East to take the Division I state championship. This Father's Day weekend, full of hometown and baseball as well. Tonight's game, it is Mazumania at Black Earth. Many coming up on Saturday and Sunday in the area. And last night at Hometown at Night League, it was Reedsburg over Dodgeville 10-5. And Arena was a victor against Wisconsin Dells 8-1. The Brewers were off yesterday. They'll open a three-game series against the Cincinnati Reds tonight. The Reds come in third place in the National League Central at 33-35. The Brewers at 40-28, currently first in the National League Central. Hunter Green at 4-2 on the year will take on 4-3 Freddie Peralta in the game with the first pitch time at 7:10 this evening. Philadelphia 76ers star Joel Embiid asked the question many NBA insiders are repeating: did the Bucks give the Celtics the NBA championship? Needing just one more win, Boston is on the verge of claiming that title. A big factor is the addition of former Bucks point guard Drew Holiday. His perimeter defense and all-around solid play are given much credit for the machine the Celtics have become. They lead the series against the Mavericks 3-0. Also in NHL action, Alexander Barkov and Sergei Bobrovsky led the way as the Florida Panthers move within a victory of their first Stanley Cup title, holding on to beat the Edmonton Oilers 4-3 in Game 3 of the final.
The Packers have completed the process of signing contracts with every member of the team's 2024 draft class. First-round pick Jordan Morgan signed Thursday. Morgan receives a signing bonus of just over $7 million, and the fully guaranteed deal is worth almost twice that. The contract includes a fifth-year option. Morgan played left tackle at the University of Arizona, and he was the 25th pick in the draft. He and his teammates and coaches completed the mandatory minicamp on Wednesday in Green Bay. That's an update on sports for this Friday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
A Kubota tractor will allow you to get all those many jobs done that have been sitting there too long. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Industry-leading Kubota tractors will push, pull, lift, cut, and till your property back into shape. Kubota has compact diesel tractors priced right from 18 to 62 horsepower. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota tractors at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold.
Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. If you don't understand him, he don't die yet. He'll probably just ride away.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Cowboys like smoky old pool rooms and clear mountain mornings.
Little warm puppies and children and girls of the night. Them that don't know him won't like him, and them that do sometimes won't know how to take it.
He's just different, but his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up.
Waylon and Willie, one of the all-time cowboy songs right there. As we get set for the heart of rodeo weekend, state high school rodeo finals this weekend in Richland Center. We're starting out with a beautiful 57 degrees in Richland Center. How you doing today? It's 12 before 7.
We've been turning into strangers. Now we barely even touch. Superficial conversation. 'Cause our guard is always up. I'm not ready to give up on us yet. One last hurrah, it might just do the trick. Might be in a bottle, little proof from the past. Might be at the bottom of an empty glass. Don't know if the whiskey can fix it or not.
A little proof from the past.
Al King and Dirk Bentley on WRCO and Worth a Shot. It's 9 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock, and we're getting set for 7 o'clock, an update on the news and details on how you can win with us a little bit later on. We'll give some Scotty summer text words throughout the morning, and our Big Father's Day drawing is coming up as well right here. A good weekend for the Brewers, hopefully, to kind of continue to make some hay in the National League Central against the Reds. The Reds were kind of making a surge there for a little bit, but they're always there. They're always pesky, and so are the Cardinals, too. So some big games coming up for the True Blue Brew Crew. Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
You work hard for what you have and rely on your income to provide for your family. But what happens if you're unable to work due to illness or injury? Hi, this is Ryan at State Farm and Richland Center. With a disability policy, you receive monthly benefits that will help pay your basic monthly expenses, such as the rent, mortgage, utilities, groceries, or other bills. Let's talk about putting a plan in place now that can help protect your income, your way of life, your financial future. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
Hi, this is Lisa from the Bag Center, conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jaquish Road South, offering 30-inch bale wrap starting at $89 a roll, bunker covers in various sizes, as well as Clerk egg bags. Also carrying Blue All Milk 2020 Non-Med with Biomoss Milk Replacer, as long as supplies last, $55 a bag. Conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The Muscadet Mudcats would like to say thank you for their sponsors this year for Hometown Baseball. These sponsors include Philback Ford, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Honkers and Sportsmen's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and the Village of Muscadet. Again, the Mudcats would like to thank the sponsors for the 2024 season.
Saturday night, be at Summit Ridge on Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston for the 6th anniversary. Start the day with a poker run. Registration begins at 9:30 at Summit Ridge Supper Club, with the run kicking off at 10:30. The entry fee is just $20 with 100% payback. Just make a purchase at each stop. Return to Summit Ridge by 6 p.m., then rock out with live music from Kay Sterling and the 85 Silver Band from 8 until midnight. Don't miss this exciting event, all in support of our veterans. Summit Ridge, supporting our veterans. Be there Saturday at Summit Ridge, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston. Well, a lot of folks will stop by there. Summit Ridge, I hear rave reviews about their food there. Indeed. So check it out there, Highway 58 between Laval and Boston. Hey, congratulations to Judy, our latest winner. Judy heard Lady Bell stop by the studios, and as a result for calling in, Judy now is the proud owner of dairy products. It's Chocolate Milk Friday. Uh-huh. So courtesy of Quick Trip East, Highway 14 and County O, we have this great prize for Judy today. Some great dairy products. So, yeah, it's Friday. If you've behaved yourself, you can go out for recess and have chocolate milk. And that's something that I never got to enjoy back in the day. But now as an adult, I can. Absolutely. All right. Well, keep listening for your chance to win. We're going to get Lady Bell. Lady Bell, act your age. Get away from the bullpen.
Now, come on, man. I ain't no cowboy. I just found this hat. Well, sir, I went out to the Arizona State Fair in Phoenix the other day. And they had a champion rodeo show by the RC of A. Well, I was wandering around like any Eastern tourist dude. And the first thing I know, brother, I was standing there by the bucking chutes. Well, this cowboy walked up to me and he hung a number on my back. And he drugged me to a Brahma bull and handed me a resin sack. He says he's a killer, but you last 8 seconds, Mac. He says, I know you're a bull rider by the way you wear your hat. And I yell, boy, I just found this hat. Well, I was wrong. There was enough of them, brother. And they put me on that bull. And when that chute opened up, I knew I wasn't on no drugstore stool. That bull put his feet together and shot me up in the air. Man, I passed a chicken hawk going up, and when I came down, he wasn't there. I checked for broken bones and I dug myself out of the ground. And I looked up just in time to see that bull pop dirt as he spun around. Brother, he came at me like the orange blossom special on the downgrade. And I climbed this flagpole and horse. That's where I stayed. And I was yelling,
I ain't no cowboy. I just found this hat.
I just found this hat. Man, because wearing a cowboy hat ain't no sign you're a cowboy. And that bull, now let me tell you something about that bull. He's got a bad temper and bad breath. Man, I might have broke my thumb. I mean the thumb that I play the Wildwood Flower.
Archie Campbell, I just found this hat. Always let that be a lesson to you when you go to the rodeo. It is going to be around 80 for a high today. Should be really nice and pleasant, so enjoy that time today. Increasing clouds, 55 tonight, with a little light rain possible Saturday afternoon. Should be all right for all of the daytime events here in Richland Center tomorrow. Then maybe a little bit more chance of rain and accumulations on Saturday night. Tomorrow's high, 78. It is 58 degrees at WRCO-FM in Richland Center. Where the update at 7 is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, along with PCB Wealth Management.